When I look back at my beginnings in Montego Bay, Jamaica, I would never have imagined to be in this role. I think what it means for me is perhaps less than what it means for the majority of people from a minority ethnic background. That's where it has greater meaning, I believe. I have been inundated with amazing emails, messages, WhatsApp, phone calls from, and people stopping me on the street, at the train station, wherever they see me. And in particular, those who are Black say to me, "This is amazing. We are so thrilled to see someone who looks like us in that role." So what the church has done is something magnificent, not for me, but for the millions of Black people in this country who have not seen that sight. And I took a phone call from someone yesterday, and he says, "You don't know me, but I want you to know how proud you have made us." This is just a sample of the numerous hundreds of calls and letters and emails that I am getting. So the church has done something major, mega, for its minority ethnic population.
So let's talk about your new role then. How excited are you to be taking up the position officially this weekend?
Oh, I am extremely excited. My goodness, my feet hasn't touched the ground yet since the consecration. It's been just amazing. I don't know when I will stop smiling inside and outside from the experience of the consecration and, of course, this weekend's installation, and more importantly, the work that lies ahead, getting to know the diocese, the people, the places, the projects, walking alongside those people of faith or no faith, and just being a part of the fabric of the Diocese of Canterbury. I'm looking forward to being in all parts of the diocese, being in those places in particular where we have extreme poverty, and to be alongside and to bring hope to those who are most vulnerable in our community, and to challenge those who create policies, make policies, to ensure that we embrace not just some people, but all the people in our care.